Tom Cerruturi now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, when you go to the locker room after two periods of the lead, you need to win that game. That was not a very good first 30, 45 seconds of that third period, was it?
No, it wasn't. I got to look at that too, Schulze. No, not at all. It was. I think we gave up two goals on faceoffs. You know, we gave up two goals on faceoffs, and can't have it. One in the second, one in the third, right there. No, that was a kick in the teeth right there. You know.
Your power play looked as good as it's looked all season, though, early on tonight.
You know, we had good puck movement. You saw it, too. They were trying to deny any type of pass to Prapp. And you know what? Prapp got the one through, and then obviously the second one, they're taking Prapp away, and Jerry just unloaded. It was a nice goal.
I don't know if I've seen a team in Alaska start that well on a Friday night. Typically, you got a little travel legs first period on a Friday, don't you?
We got speed. That's the one thing, Schulze. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's we got good speed, though. That's the one thing. We have good speed, and I thought we showed that speed tonight. At times with our speed, it kind of gets us in trouble defensively at times. We're not in good spots, but overall was a pretty good game, Schulze, I thought. You know, but you're right. That third period, you can't let it happen.
The way that you guys had been playing on the penalty kill last week shouldn't necessarily surprise you that Anchorage goes 0-6 tonight. Your penalty kill's pretty locked in right now, aren't they?
Well, I don't know, Schulze. Again, you know, I'm looking at some different things. Not bad, but we got extended a few times, and we got to watch our aggressiveness on the big ice. Our guys are sometimes they're getting a little too aggressive, but, again, you know what? You know, it's easier to tame them down sometimes than obviously trying to rev them up. So we'll work on that a little bit and look at some film. But overall, again, it was nice getting a goose egg there and winning the special teams battle.
That overtime session, boy, that thing was just 5 minutes of nonstop chances for both teams, wasn't it?
Well, it was. It was a interesting game right there. It was. I don't want to say run and gun, but it was kind of run and gun, wasn't it, Schulze?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, pretty entertaining game for the fans.
Turnaround for tomorrow. What is the plan for tomorrow? Will you skate?
We're not going to skate tomorrow. We're not going to skate tomorrow, Schulze. We're going to have a breakfast, and then we're going to come over here and just kind of do some things and go have a pregame, and then obviously we got to leave at 3 o'clock, so.
Women's teams do it all the time. They're all right with it. We'll see how you guys respond tomorrow. See you then, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruturi, just outside the Beaver locker room here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.